Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuv Dalet in Meseches Yevamos. I'm recording this looking out to the beautiful Hare Yehuda. I don't have the tally of what daf exactly we're up to, but we're right around 900 dafim into Shas, and we are going to continue discussing the halachos of Chalitza with the Mishnah, eight lines from the top on Kuv Dalet Amud Alf. In our daf, we're going to discuss Chalitza during the night, based on the issues that we've already raised in the past, and that is whether chalitza does require a bezdin, and therefore it could very well be that there are issues of doing din balayla, and that will be the topic of Kuv Dalet Amud Aleph, and that is issues of din balayla and the requirements of dayanim. Continuing on with the requirements of dayanim for chalitza, we will also discuss Halachos of Chalitza Bismal, that the Mishnah says that the Chalitza is possible according to Tanakhama, and Rebbe Lazar is Machshir, and the Gemara gives us Mekoros for that. Then we'll discuss the component of spitting when it comes to Chalitza Rekika, that the Pasuk describes. The Yarka Bifana Va'ansa Va'amra Koche Yasal Ish Ashel Yivna Es Bay Beis Achiv, and we will discuss those people who can do chalitza and cannot do chalitza. We'll discuss the halachos of a cheresh and a chareshes, as well as the Gemara will bring up an ilem and a ilemes, someone who is a mute. And finally, our daf will conclude discussing other matirim. For example, shchita is matir, the basar to eat, rekika of chalitza, the chalitza process is matir, the woman to marry Lashuk, marry anybody else, and the Gemara will discuss the parallels between those two. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. Seven lines on the top, Kuv Dalet Amud Aleph. Chalitza Balayla Chalitza Sakshir. If Chalitza is done at night, then the Chalitza is going to be kosher. Rebbe Lazar posel. Rebbe Lazar says that it's going to be possible. The Gemara will discuss the sources. Bismal. If it was done on the left foot, Chalitza Sapsul, then the Chalitza is possible. Chalitza has to be done on the right foot, and the Gemara will give us the Makar for that as well. And here, Rebbe Lazar again disagrees. Rebbe Lazar Machshir, here he holds that Chalitza Bismal is going to be kosher. Analyze the Gemara, the first Machlokis about Chalitza in the evening. Lema Baha Miflagi. What's Machlokis? The Marasavar Makshinan Rivim Linigoyim, Umarasavar Lo Makshin Rivim Linigoyim. The word Riv comes from the Lashon of the Pasuk, Ki Yer Riv, when there will be a Din Torah, disagreement, Bein Anoshim, between men, the Torah says, and they will go to consult with the judges. So, we make a connection, a Hekesh, between Dinei Torah and a God. Umar Savar Lo Makshin Rivim Linigoyim. What's behind this Hesber? Rashi explains three lines from the top on our Amud. Linigoyim kol riv v'chol nega, ma negoyim riyasam biyom, dechsivu v'yom heraos bo, af rivim biyom, v'chalitza dinu, degovek subasa. So there are three steps over here, Rashi explains. Number one, when it comes to the requirement of checking a Matzorah, there it's done specifically in the day. U'biyoyim heraos, that's number one. Number two is that there is some hekesh, which we'll elaborate on in a moment, between Dinei Torah and Negoim, and therefore that has to be done as well during the day. And finally, we know that Chalitza is considered a din. Why is it considered a din? Rashi explains the last two words, because there is a collection of the ksuba. In other words, if Chalitza is done, then she collects the ksuba from her original husband. If not, if you will, this came up in the Dafyomi in the past, the ksuba rolls over and she does not collect the ksuba at that particular time. So whether she does chalitza or not is going to affect whether she's entitled to the ksuba. Says the Gemara, that's the machlokis. Do we connect riv l'negayim or not? The Gemara has not given us the svara of why we would connect Riv Linigoyim. Says the Gemara, Lo dekuli alma lo makshin rivim linigoyim. We don't equate it. Di makshin, and if we would say that, afilu Gemara din belaila nami lo. Then if that would be so, then you can't conclude a din Torah of money at night. And we have a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, says Rashi, on the third narrow line that says that you maschilin dinin bayom v'goyimrim belaila. Even though there is a requirement to do, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns out over there in Lamed Beis, that there is a requirement to learn the facts of the case, to be maschil bedin, during the day. Nevertheless, you're allowed to conclude it at night. And when it comes to Negoim, it cannot, the conclusion, the psak, cannot be done at night. So what is the machlokis of whether chalitza belaila is kosher or not? Mar savar chalitza kitchilas din damya, umar savar chalitza kigmar din damya. Fascinating question. Do we look at chalitza as the beginning of a din Torah, where the halacha is that it's acceptable to begin during the day, or look at it as the gemar din that would be even acceptable as not at night as well? Because when it comes to Dine Mamanos, as long as you start during the day, then you're allowed to finish at night. So too here, if you look at it as Gemar Din, so then you'd be able to finish the entire process at night. What's a Svara to look at it as a Gemar Din? Because I'm recording this in the Hare Yehuda, I don't have my Svarim in front of me, but maybe we could suggest that it is a fundamental question of whether Chalitza is an independent process, or it's the result of a process that began either with the death of the brother, or for that matter, even the marriage with the brother. Rashi and Kedushin on Daf Dalid on the Beis seems to say, but either way, it could very well be that it's a conclusion of the process in which her Zika, which began with the brother of the deceased many, many years ago, is now ending. Gemara continues, Rabba Barchia, Katusva Ovid Uvda Bimok. He did the Maisa of Chalitza with something that's called a Mok, and Mok means that it wasn't made of leather. Ubi Yechidi, and he did not use Dayanim, he didn't use three Dayanim. And not only that, Uba Laila was at night. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Kama Rav Guvarya to Ovid Kechida. How strong is this koach of Rabba Barchia that he did it alone? In other words, he was being critical. He's acting too strong, says Rashi, too confident to be able to do it as a single daya. Analyzes the Gemara. My kasha, what exactly was bothering him? Imok, if the fact that it was the smoke and sauna made of leather, the shoe, Tanya, that we already learned earlier, that when it comes to mok, there are shittas that said earlier that it's kosher. Rashi points out it's a brisa earlier on Kuf Beis Amud Beis. So then, stamatanya, that's not so problematic. Elaila, stamatanya, if it's laila, so then our Mishnah already said, according to Tanakama, that it's acceptable. Eli yichidi kakashile. But what was bothering Shmuel about what Rabbi Barchia did was the fact that he did it at alone. How could he do it alone? Because there's only a single opinion that says that chalitza could be done by one rav and not three. That's how you read this line. How could he have done it alone? Diyichida means that it's a single opinion. What do we mean it's a single opinion? This now we learned in the Mishnah. We had this Mishnah earlier referred to in the Gemara. However, we're going to have it on our daf on Amud Beis, the actual Mishnah itself. Chalitza b'shnayim o b'shlosha. If he did chalitza in front of two or three, v'nimtza echa mehem karov o pasul, chalitza sa psula. If one of the dayanim turns out is pasul to be a dayan because he's a relative of the ones who are doing chalitza, or is a dayan pasul, so then the chalitza is pasul. Reb Shimon Reb Yochanan san lo machshirim. Reb Shimon Reb Yochanan san disagrees, says he's kasher. Umay sebecha shechalitza beino leveino b'beis ha'asurim. There was an incident where a person did chalitza to the Yavama, and it was just him and her alone because they were in a prison. Uba Maisel from Rabbi Kiva v'hechshir, and the situation came from Rabbi Kiva, and he said it was kosher. V'amar Rav Yosef bar Ben Yumi Amar Rav Nachman, and Rav Yosef also reported, we learned, that Rav Shim Yochanan Sandler said it's kosher, and he said, Ein halacha koso zug. And he said that the halacha does not follow those couple of people who had said that. In other words, that it's a minority opinion that says that one dayan is going to be kosher, that you need three dayanim ksherim. And that was Shmuel's objection. How could it be that Rabbi Barchia would say that one dayan would be kosher? The Gemara also has another explanation for Shmuel's objection. Another explanation is that all the other unique phenomena of the case of Rabba Bar Achiya are also das yichidim, and that is the fact that a mok, this type of shoe mok, was used, that it was done balayla. I saw Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha who did these three things, and that is a das yachid. Interestingly, the Rajba and the Ritva do not paskin that all of these things are a das yachid, because they hold that bidyeved, even balayla chalitza, would be kshera, and the one does not need to redo the chalitza. On the other hand, when it comes to the yachid, so that would be a chalitza psula. Analyzes the Gemara, the next part of the mission. We learned bismal, if it's on the left foot, chalitza sapsula. My time of the Rabbanan, why is it that the Rabbanan say that the chalitza is pas on left foot? Amar ula yalfina regal regal mi mitzara. We learn out the foot that's described by chalitza from the foot that's described to the process of a Mitzora. The pasuk says, "V'nasan akoyin min Hashem nasher al kapoy al tnuch oizin amitara imanis v'alboyin yaday imanis." The critical part, "V'alboyin ragloy hayimanis." So it's the regal. When the Torah describes the regal, there by mitzora, it's the right foot. Malahal diyimin afkan diyimin. Rebbe Lozer lo yalef regal regal mitzora. He doesn't equate, even though it also says regal when it comes to chalitza me'al ragloy. The Torah says in our parsha of chalitza in Parshas Kiseitze, however, it doesn't mean to equate it with Mitzora. Says the Gemara Vatanya, how is that going to fit in? Rebbe Lazar Oimer, Minayin Liritzia. How do we know when it comes to an Eved Ivri, that after 6 years, if he wants to stick around, the Torah tells the Parshas Mishpatim, his ear is born with a hole. So Nemar Kan Ozen and Nemar Lahalan Ozen. Ma Lahalan Yimin Afkan Yimin. So we see that when it comes to Ozen, he equates the Ozen of the Mitzora to the Ozen of the Eved Ivri. So we see that he does equate Mitzora to other cases. What you're going to have to do is switch around the Shitas. That Rebbe Lazar in our Mishnah is the one who is really posel Chalitza Bismol and not Machshir. And he's Darish Gzereshava of Regal that we mentioned above. Rava Amar Loilam Loitepach. Rava says you don't have to switch it around. Oizen, Oizen Mufni, Regal, Regal Lo Mufni. When it comes to the Gzereshava that we learned earlier, when it comes to Oizen by Eved Ivri, and Ozen when it comes to Mitzora, so then in such a case it's open. In other words, the words are both superfluous. However, when it says Regal by Chalitza, that is not considered mufni. Regal, regal, loy mufni. V'chi loy mufni. Even if it's not open, my pircha ika lim ika. Why would you not think to learn it out? In other words, even though when it comes to regal by chalitza, it's not open to be able to learn out a full hekish, still, if there is the other side that's open when it comes to mitzora, so then, if there's no reason not to learn it out, we would. So my pircheika, what was the reason we would think not to learn it out? That needs to be mufna mishteit stadim. That you need an absolute hekish, and since it's not mufna by chalitza, you cannot learn it out. Says the Gemara, ikal mifrach, because you have a question, that there is a difference between mitzora and chalitza. Mala mitzora shekein ton eitz aruz, because when it comes to Mitzora, there are other requirements, and that is that it is sprinkled with an Eitz Erez, that cedar wood, Ezov, grass, Shnisolas, and maybe specifically over there, that there would be some correlation that the Torah would be Makbid, that you need the Regel Yamin, but by Chalitza, who says that that applies? Obviously, this requires a little bit more hesber. What exactly one would think is the relationship between the requirement of Eitz Erez, Ezev, Ushni, Salas. That is beyond the scope of the Daf Yomi. Let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up three lines to the bottom of the new Mishnah, Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Chalitza v'rokaka avalo kara. What happens in the process of Chalitza that has him having his shoe undone by the Yavama, and as well as her spitting in front of him. But the Torah also says, "Va'ansa v'yamra kachi yasa li'ish," that she says, this is what's done to the man, therefore there is a requirement for her to say a particular formulation that we'll see later on. What happens if it's not said? Chalitzasa k'sher, the chalitzas kosher. Karavirakakav lo chalitza. But what happens if the shoe is not undone? Then chalitzasa psula. Then the chalitza is pasul, which means that the chalitza has to be done again. Chalitza v'karav lo rakakav. What if the chalitza and the kriya is done, but there was no spit? Rebbe Lazar Aimer chalitzasa psula. Rebbe Kiva Aimer chalitzasa k'sher. So Rebbe Lazar says that if Rekika is ma'akev, while Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Amalei Rabbi Elazar. Kacha yeyasa. Kol davar shu maisa ma'akev. When the Torah says kacha yeyasa le'ish, there, what the Torah is doing is also have another message. And that message is that anything that requires a maisa is going to be ma'akev. Amalei Rabbi Akiva misham raya. Is that going to be a solid proof? Kacha yeyasa le'ish. Kol davar shu maisa be'ish. Any particular action that is done particularly to the person, bi'ish, that is done to the ish, that is going to be ma'akev. In other words, the chalitza, however, of the shoe. However, when it comes to the spitting, you know, she doesn't spit into his face, as some people make the incorrect assumption when reading the psalkim. She just spits in front of him, and therefore it's not a maisa bi'ish. A new set of halachas. Acheres shenechlatz v'achereshes shecholtza. If you have a deaf person that did chalitza, in other words, the yivama took off his shoe, or there was a deaf person, that, by the way, cheresh is not only deaf, but deaf mute, who did chalitza onto her brother-in-law, as well as v'choletzes lekatan, person could do chalitza to a yavam katan. He could try to do it. However, on all of the above cases, chalitzasa psula, and another chalitza needs to be done. A cheresh is not considered a bar das. And therefore, as the Gemara is going to elaborate, kufiyud amir alf, Rashi points it out, that their chalitza doesn't exempt the woman from yibo. Ktana shecholtza, what happens if the yivama was a ktana and she did chalitza? Tachlotz mishetagdil, you need a new chalitza when she becomes a gdola. Vimlo cholza, chalitza sapsula. And if they didn't do the chalitza when she got older, then the chalitza is pasul. Cholza b'shnayim o b'shloshim nimtzachemim karvo pasul. We had this earlier in today's daf. And that is that if the chalitza is done with two or three dayanim, and one of them turns out as a karvo or apostle, chalitza sapsula. B'shim Rabbi Yochanan santor machshirin. B'shim Rabbi Yochanan santor say, it's kosher ma'isa v'echad shecholatz beino leveino be'beis ha'asurim, but ma'isa v'nei Rabbi Akiva v'hichshir, because Rabbi Akiva said that it doesn't have to be done in front of dayanim. Amar Rava, hashta de amrit kriya lo ma'akvo. We just learned in the beginning part of the mission on the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amid Aleph that the kriya is not ma'akev when it comes to chalitza. In other words, if she doesn't say kacha yaslish, so then in such a case, the chalitza is still valid. Lefichach, olam v'ilem v'ilemes, if he is a mute, or she is a mute, shecholtzu chalitzasan k'sheira, therefore the chalitza is going to be kosher, despite the fact, let's say, if she is the mute, so then in such a case, she cannot say, but nevertheless, we learned in the Reisha of the Mishnah that the kriya is not ma'akev. Tanan. And we learned further in our Mishnah, cheresh nechlatz v'cheresh shecholtza, where we have a deaf mute, v'cheletz minakot and chalitzas apsul, my taima, la mishum de la b'nei kriyan. And one way of understanding it is because they can't speak, but then that would be akasha to what we just said above, that someone who is, if you have an ilay mori lemes, it's not ma'akev. Lo says Gemara Mishum de la b'nei deya ninu. As we had explained when we read our Mishnah, the problem with the cheresh and the chareshes is that a deaf mute are not considered a bar das. One nominee for the halacha from the daily daf is the halachos that we learn out from the requirement of deaf mute in
halacha in terms of how it applies to someone being a bar das today. Says the Gemara, back into the Gemara, Ihachi ilam v'ilemes nami. If that would be so, why don't we say that someone who can't speak is also not considered a bar das? Amar Rava ilam v'ilemes b'nei das ninu. Rava teaches us that we considered a mute a bar das. Upumayuhu de kavla, and there's some type of pain, literally, but means some type of pediment that is in their mouth, but not in their intellect.
Asks the Gemara, is that the reason that there's a pediment in his mouth? Amri devei Rabbi Yani, the Yeshiva Rabbi Yani taught, v'fi she'ena ba'omar va'omra. There is a different issue that a cheresh and a chalit and a chareshes have to face that makes them puzzle for Chalitza, and that is that they're not included in the Kriya, because you cannot say, he cannot say, Lo chafatzti lakachta, and she cannot say, Kachi yasaleish. So then, according to the Svar of Rabbi Yane, the same should apply to an ilemes and to an ilem. Eliki itmar de Rava seifa itmar. Rather, we have to start all over again and say that Rava was talking about the seifa, and the Gemara will spell out what that means. Cheresh shenechlatz v'cheresh shecholtza v'choletzes min hakatan chalitzasa psula. In regards to the cheresh, we know that the chalitz is psula. Amar Rava hasha da amrit kriya ma'akva. Now that we see the kriya is ma'akav, l'fichach ilem v'ilem shecholtza chalitzasan psula. Oh, entirely different edition of Rava, where Rava says that a mute is going to be possible for a chalitza, because we see that when it comes to cheresh, the problem is that they can't say it. And our Mishnah follows Yeshita Rabbi Zera. On the one hand, the Gemara is explaining that if you have someone who's not a mute and does not say, Lo chafatzti lekachta, the man doesn't say he doesn't want to take her, the halacha is that b'dieved, the chalitza is kosher. On the other hand, if he's not capable, then it's going to be possible. What's that? Based on a very beautiful and famous rule of Rabbi Zera. The Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera taught, Kol haroi lebila ein bi makevespa, that when it comes to a carbon mincha, so a carbon mincha is made out of 60 of a measurement called the esronim. And if a person promises to bring more esronim, then he can't bring it in that same kli, because the kli will overflow when you add in the necessary amount of oil. So Rabbi Zeira says the following. On the one hand, oil is not ma'ake, but it needs to be ro'ui lebila. The Amar Rabbi Zeira kola ro'ui lebila, when it comes to the flour, it can't be more than a certain amount, because it needs to be ro'ui, it needs to be possible to be able to mix it. If it's roi lebila, ain bila ma'akevesbo, then the mixing is not ma'akev. V'chol she'ain roi lebila, bila ma'akevesbo. But the moment there isn't enough room in the kli to be able to take the oil, then the halacha is that it's ma'akev. Similarly, when it comes to the case of chalitza, if he's capable of doing the chalitza, it's not ma'akev, but he needs to be capable of doing the chalitza, including the kriya itself. And both of them have to be capable to do that. Shochule la'avod Shmuel. Shaila was sent to the father of Shmuel. Yivama sharakika tachlots. A yivama that spit. So then, in such a case, there's a requirement to do chalitza. What was being sent to Eretz Yisrael, to Avuah de Shmuel, is a fascinating halacha. And that is, even if no other components of chalitz are done, but she simply spit in front of him, then that's enough to now make her posel la'achim. None of the achim are able to do yibum, and rather the requirement is to have chalitza redone. Mechlal de'ivsalola ma'achin, that she becomes posel from the brothers. Mani, who does that go according to? Ilam Rabbi Akiva. If it goes according to Rabbi Akiva that we had learned that spitting is not ma'akev at all when it comes to chalitza, hashto ma b'makom mitzvah dikla meimer midi dehavi emurim. And when it comes to the case of a mitzvah, which is like the case of a murim, so we need to delineate what those two things are. Mitzvah means when the yivama actually does it like the mitzvah, and she's choletzes the minah. So then there is a mitzvah for her to do Rakika as well. That there would have been room to say that the spinning the Rakika is ma'akev. There would have been room to say that it's ma'akev, because it's like the emurim. Bilesnahu lo ma'akve, that when it comes to the intestines inside of the animal, if there are no intestines, the limbs. If there aren't any limbs of the animal, so then it's not ma'akev. V'chi isnu, but if they do exist, so then ma'akev. Then it is ma'akev. What exactly are we talking about when we talk about the limbs and other components of the behema that are ma'akev? So Rashi explains that if those limbs, for example, we mentioned the intestines and other parts of limbs that need to be brought on top of the mizbech. If they're not brought because they become tame or they become lost, so then in such a case, it's ma'akev. However, if they don't exist, so then in such a case, you're allowed to eat from the carbon itself. So when they exist, they're ma'akev. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, lo ma'akva. Rabbi Akiva says that nevertheless, the rakika, which is like the imurim, is not ma'akev, even though she's capable of spinning. So me'achin ifsala. So now he says it's not ma'achin in the mitzvah, but if you spit, then it's going to make her possible from the achin. That doesn't make any sense. Ve'ela Rabbi Lazar. And what are you going to say? It goes according to Rabbi Lazar. V'ashnei dvarim ha'meitirin inu. This is a case of two things that are matir. In other words, the two things are chalitza and the yurika and the rakika, and we have a precedent as far as that goes. U'shnei dvarim ha'meitirin. Ein malin zeh below zeh. They don't take effect one without the other. In other words, why would you think that the spinning alone would create enough of a chalitza to make her now usher to the brothers? The Gemara will give us an example shortly of shnei dvar mahamatirin zeh below zeh. Eloka Rebbe, it must be following Rebbe, desanya, kivsei atzeres ein mikachim alechem, ela b'shchita. On Shavuos, we bring the keves for the lamb for the special sacrifice of Shavuos. However, there's another carbon as well, which is not a animal sacrifice, but rather is the Shtei HaLechem. Now, the Shtei HaLechem ke kedusha when the animal sacrifice is slaughtered. Ketzat, Shachtan Lishman, Zarkan Dam Lishman. If the Shechita was done appropriately and the Zrika was done, in other words, if followed the requirements of Lishman, then Kiddush Alechem. Shachat Shloshman Zarek Lishman, lo Kiddush Alechem. If the Shechita was done Shlo Lishman, but the Zrika was done Lishman, here you have Shnei Dvarim HaMatirim, and only one of them is done appropriately. Shechita was done not appropriately, and the Zrika was done appropriately. Lo Kiddush Alechem. Shachtan Lishman Vizarek Daman Shlo Lishman, Kadosh Veina Kadosh Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says it has partial Kedusha. Mefarshim explained that means that now has Kedusha Saguf, as if it's been offered in the Beis HaMikdash and Mi'ila and other things apply, but it's not Mutar Bachila. That's Divrei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon. Divrei Rebbe. This is the opinion of Rebbe. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Lo Elemeni Kadoshat Shishcha Lishma Vizuk Daman Lishma. You need both Matirim to take effect for it to have any significance. Therefore, what emerges from our Gemara, that what was sent to Avu HaDishmuel, that a Yevama that spits, the halacha is that it has significance, even though it's one of the two matirim, that will go according to the Shita of Rebbe, who says if you do one of the two matirim, when it comes to the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei HaLechem, that if you did the slaughtering of the Kivtzei HaSeres Shelo Lishma, but you do Zrika Lishma, so you get one out of two, so then it's enough to create the phenomenon of the Matir to make it Kadosh Veina Kadosh. So to here, if you will, it's a Chalitza Veina Chalitza. It's not where you have just one Matir of Rakika. And that is, that on the one hand, she can no longer marry the brothers. On the other hand, the Chalitza is not considered valid. Be'ezer Hashem, it's been a long, long time since we've done the Halacha from the Daily Daf, and I'm hoping Be'ezer Hashem today to post shortly the Halacha from the Daily Daf as well. This concludes Daf Kuv Dalet in Maseches Yevamos.